Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. We put out one episode a week every Saturday, so make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on YouTube and Instagram. Last week, we talked about six neurological habits from neurologists for a healthy, strong brain. So if you want to learn more about that, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about genes, your behaviors, and epigenetics. This is really going to explore living longer, stronger, and smarter without waiting for permission from your DNA. You might have heard phrases like, it just runs in the family, or I'm just wired this way. But what if I told you that your daily choices, what you eat, how you move, how you sleep, even how you think, can literally change how your genes behave? Let's dive into the science of epigenetics and how your behavior can shape your biological future. First, let's clear something up. Your genes are like a blueprint, but a blueprint doesn't build the house, your environment does. That's where epigenetics comes in. Epigenetics is the study of how behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work without altering the DNA sequence itself. Think of this like your DNA is the script. Epigenetics is the director deciding which scenes get cut, which ones go on to get emphasized, and which ones never make it to the screen. So that's where the behaviors can actually influence your genes. So we're going to break it down for you.
Yeah, so different behaviors obviously can lead to certain like addictions. The whole who you hang out with does truly impact who you are as a person. They definitely have a impact on who we are becoming as well. Like, you are who you surround yourself with, so it is more environmental impact as well on our genetics here. So like if we are using different drugs, diet or our social information, can those things trigger our epigenetic changes that impact then how our genes are read and are utilized by our bodies. So for instance, if you use drugs, then you have more of that addiction genes. So then you become like addicted to those drugs.
Does that include marijuana?
Probably, actually. It is a drug, so I feel like people can be addicted to anything. I mean, like alcohol too, right? Like people become addicted to alcohol, so it's like, and not just like drugs that we think of as drugs, but like coffee.
Caffeine.
Sugar.
Caffeine's a drug.
Mm-hmm. Sugars definitely also considered to be toxic and a drug as well. So those things that we don't really think about our drugs are impacted here with our genes and how our brains function when eating them or putting those substances in our bodies. And then same goes with our dietary habits. So those foods that we're eating, those we've talked about it plenty of times on this show, but ultra-processed foods or processed foods, so those chips that they make in factories and put all these chemicals into our foods, that's why we become addicted, is because of those chemicals in it. So then any time that we're eating even just a little bit of it, we are telling our bodies, like, that's what we need. So we get addicted to those things. So those dietary habits have an influence on our gene expressions, which then, of course, impacts our overall health. And then our social information I know my husband loves anytime everyone everywhere is saying it's who you surround yourself with and you need to meet in groups, right? But it is so true, because even on this other podcast that we both listen to called The Mindset Mentor, he talks about this all the time, that like our brains are wired for negative, but I notice myself that when I am around or listening to those positive messages coming in, that I start to like replace those negative thoughts or those negative feelings with those more positive ones. If I'm hanging around like negative people all the time, then my brain's not able to make those new connections with positive connections, and I'm always negative. So it really is true that like the more social we are in a positive way, like connecting with more positive people, we do end up having a more positive mindset of ourselves and are like better equipped with strategies and things that we can use in order to stay positive. So social information does lead to changes in our brain activity, and subsequently those genomes. So yeah, so exposure to environment elements too affect our genetic expression, and that's more like things like we were talking on our way actually here about like, oh, it's farming season where we live, so there's a bunch of different dust in the air, and I'm sure chemicals with that too. So there's how like us even living around the farmland is going to change our brains to be like maybe even more anxious when we go into like larger cities, or like impacts how we feel when we are in a busier area. At least I know for sure, like growing up in the country and more rural area, anytime I go to the city, do feel like this different energy than what I feel in the rural place where I'm growing up in. Do you feel the same? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Every time we go into the city, yeah, it's definitely a different vibe, different energy. Just kind of feel excited inside.
Yeah, yeah. And like we talked about that too, like the difference even between Chicago and New York. Like Chicago, definitely we feel that energy. But then when we go to New York, it was just different, different energies.
Yeah, good energy, but a little bit more calm energy, yeah, I felt like in weird. New York. So yeah, that's some great information there. I'll jump into a few more details in relation to how your behavior can really impact your genes. Nutrition, what you eat can turn your genes on or off. So cruciferous vegetables like broccoli activate your detox genes. Omega-3s from fish reduce inflammation at the genetic level. And sugar and processed foods, well, they can trigger genes linked to metabolic dysfunction. So exercise is another important factor. When you do physical activity, that just doesn't build muscle, but it also alters your gene expression. And regular movement boosts genes tied to longevity and mitochondrial health. It downregulates genes linked to inflammation and insulin resistance. So when you get some sleep, poor sleep dysregulates genes involved in immune function, stress response, and even cancer risk. But when you get that deep restorative sleep, which we highly recommend, so many benefits to that. But in this regard, it really helps reset your genetic expression daily. So stress management. Chronic stress activates genes tied to inflammation and aging. Meditation, breath work, and even gratitude practices can flip the switch toward resilience. And as you mentioned, that social connection, when you have loneliness and isolation, can negatively impact gene expression related to immune function. And those meaningful relationships buffer stress and promote longevity at the cellular level. But I definitely like my alone time. It's always can be relaxing after a long week at work when you're in meetings and you're socializing all the time, or at least socializing from a work perspective, to come home on a Friday and...
Yeah.
From Dean Ornish showed that lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, stress management could reverse gene expression in men with prostate cancer. Another study found that meditation altered over 1,000 genes related to inflammation and immune response. And research on identical twins shows that despite having the same DNA, their health outcomes can diverge dramatically based on lifestyle. So the translation there, you're not stuck with the hand you were dealt. You are the dealer. So some strategies there would be to eat for expression, prioritize those whole foods and veggies as I talked about, move with a purpose, sleep like it's sacred, and also stress less, recover more is super important, and connect deeply. So here's the truth. Your genes load the gun, but your lifestyle pulls the trigger. And every day you get to choose whether that trigger leads to vitality or decline. You're not a prisoner of your DNA. You are the architect of your biology, so eat like it matters. Move like it matters, sleep, breathe, connect like it matters, because it does. Thank you for tuning in to the Superhumanistic Podcast. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on socials, and if you got some value from this podcast, please share it with someone that you love so they can be healthier as well. And if you want more science-backed strategies for living longer, feeling better, and becoming the more optimized version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, as I mentioned. And until next time, stay superhuman.
Bye.